Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Let's just acknowledge that guys are getting mixed messages when it comes to dating. We're not trying hard enough. And then there are some guys that are just trying too hard, like on Hinge. Abby.
Well, sometimes they're not even not trying hard. They're just trying in a really bad way. So we've been doing this segment called Unhinged, where we play the cringiest voice responses from the dating app Hinge. And if you've ever had the pleasure of not being on this app, you wouldn't know that sometimes you can respond to certain prompts on your profile with your words. Instead of just like writing out a message like, oh, what's my favorite color? And you just writing purple, you could actually use your voice to let people know, this is how I sound. This is my tone of voice, to say that your favorite color is purple.
Purple.
We know Kristen wouldn't be getting any matches. So some guys decide to, you know, be a little bit more creative than probably they should. And sometimes it leads to some very uncomfortable, Bert's playing his voice prompts right now. Sometimes it leads to some really uncomfortable responses, but it usually gives us a good laugh. So this one is actually coming from a woman. You know, I am trying to expand the voice prompts that we play, because sometimes I play a lot of guys and the dudes are upset that, you know, it's also bad out there for them too. So they want representation that women are also cringe. So this is an interaction between two people who matched. And instead of starting the combo with hey, she decided to ask him to call her maybe.
Oh no. I saw your name on this app while my phone was in my lap. The name Parm is so cool, it kind of makes me drool. I love Italian food with a big sexy dude. You said we should go get some, I'd let you touch my bum. Ooh. I'll wear a red dress, it will be a night of no stress. After we can get some ice cream, this sounds like a fever dream. Hey, I just matched you. And wow, this is crazy. Let's go get some Parm. I'm a nice lady. Some men don't like me. And that's just crazy. I might be manic, but I'm a nice lady.
So this isn't like if you go to her profile, this is a prompt. She sent that specifically to a guy she matched with.
Yeah, she was trying to make her move.
Oh, that was a move.
Yes. Yeah,
it was a bad move. Really, really, really bad move.
You think it's a bad move, but he was really into it.
Oh.
Nah, that's actually crazy. That's the first time I ever seen some like that. I'm taking you out wherever you want to go. Just let me know the place and I gotcha.
Really?
Olive Garden we go.
Okay.
They do have good chicken parm.
Do we know what she looks like?
She's a cute girl.
That explains it. Man, I can't know about that singer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can only be cringe if you're hot. Okay, so if you've listened to this segment before, you'll know that we have a lot of guys who like to flaunt their musical talent, and the ladies too. And this guy thought he was so good that he decided to do a little song. So this is a response to a Hinge prompt on his profile that said, name that tune.
Dogs goes woof and cats goes meow. Bears goes tweet and mouse goes squeak. Cows goes moo and frog goes croak. But there was one sound that no one knows. What does the frog say? Beep 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 beep.
So I have a toddler, and you know, I'm teaching him, you know, one of the first things they learn is all the sounds animals make, right? When you ask your toddler, Cassie, what sound does a frog make? Do you say croak or do you say ribbit?
Ribbit.
Yeah, we say ribbit too. That's the one thing I took out of that whole entire thing.
That's what you were offended by.
Yes, I was offended by that. Frogs don't go croak. Frogs go ribbit.
In other countries, they go croak.
Do they?
In the UK, I'm pretty sure my parents would say croak.
Don't like it.
But you have to say it with the accent, like croak.
Croak.
Ribbit's very American.
Do we know what song he was trying to do?
What does the fox say?
Okay, got it. Thank you.
It's a very Caucasian song.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, this guy was responding to a prompt that asked him what his love language was.
My love language is... that's a good question. Oh, one second. Is that my favorite cat over there?
Meow, meow, meow. It sure is.
Get over here. Let me use some belly button. All right, that's enough. Get out of here.
Okay.
But yeah, my love language is I like to f*** hard.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's funny.
This guy's my favorite. I was like, where can I find his profile? Because not only does he use the dog voice, but he also likes cats.
And that's solid.
Yeah, he's so good. Okay, this next one. If you thought my standards were low, just wait until you hear what this guy's green flags are.
I really like girls who are like in constant conflict with their friends and family. You're constantly trying to get me to not hang out with my friends and family, isolating me. I like it whenever you're like rude to cleaning staff and other service workers. Yeah, just things like that.
He's one of my favorites.
That's funny.
All right, this is my final one. So this guy was upset that a girl he matched with wasn't responding. So he thought, why not call her out in my best anime voice?
A lot of people think that their Carl Weezer from Jimmy Neutron is pretty good, but I think mine's very good. So here it goes.
Hi, Jimmy's mom. Could I interest you in a delicate croissant?
That's it.
That's not it.
The wrong one, though. It's okay. So that is the end of my Hinge segment. It is horrible in this cesspool of dating. Welcome to hell.
The Burt Show.
Breaking up is hard to do.
Finally, he told me that he wasn't ready to get married.
The day before.
We were supposed to get married.
And when a breakup sounds more like true crime than a true love story, they come on The Breakup Breakdown to talk about it. We cover everything from lies. It
took me years to figure out what happened. The lies about having cancer.
To cheating.
His hand was up her skirt.
And everything in between.
I can't do this crazy throuple thing.
Hear the latest gossip from the couples who you've never heard of.
Drama after drama after drama.
And we break down this week's breakup only on The Breakup Breakdown podcast.